Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 76, I believe. Pardon me as I make my coffee, my post-tea coffee today. So I have a sad story to tell. Kind of first world problem-y, but you know, we can make our first world problems good, and that probably makes everybody else's problems better too, maybe, hopefully. I innocently purchased some delightful, quote-unquote, post-it notes that I don't honestly remember what the packaging was. It probably was kind of clear that it wasn't 3M products, because 3M products are clear when it's, you know, a post-it note product. But it was kind of the perfect size, and there was a lot of great things about it. And I was very excited about these post-it notes, as I often get about office supplies that fit my needs. I'm very passionate and excited about such things. So I get my post-it notes. I open my post-it notes. Sadly, I threw away the packaging, so I cannot tell you what brand they were, so that you can avoid this life tragedy that I have had to endure. Threw the packaging away, of course, used the post-it notes, and oh my gosh, I am so reminded that 3M post-it notes are sadly just the way to go. Like, I have purchased other post-it notes that have been pretty good and done the job well enough. You know, they stick a couple times where I need them. But what is the point, right? These post-it notes are so bad. So I don't know, you know, if you've tried a knockoff version of post-it notes and they curl, they tend to curl. Like, sometimes they'll either stick too much and then curl, or in this case, not enough. I don't think I've ever had one that's been so bad as this. Like, I can't even rip it off and then get it to stick to my paper calendar or another piece of paper once. Not even successfully once. And then the other, apparently they have a hard time knowing if the glue, how to modulate the glue. Cause then I went to take another one off and it just like ripped. Like, I had to like go rip off the top portion that has a sticky, cause the bottom just ripped off, and I wasn't being that aggressive. It was very weird. So it just, I don't even know why other companies bother, but I appreciate them trying, but we need success here, people. Come on. You can do this. This can't be that hard. Like, what the heck are they doing at the post-it note place, which I guess is a question everybody's asking, that has this like perfectly nuanced, you can stick it multiple times, and oh my gosh. I mean, and they have those wall charts. Have you seen those wall charts? Like, are the big white sheets of paper that are like, you know, 3 by whatever that you can stick multiple times over and over and over again. Put them up for a meeting, take them down, use them again. They're amazing. Like, wow. What a feat that is. Apparently, that is a huge feat, because as far as I know, the post-it note people are the only people who have really managed to successfully do this. So thank you, post-it note people. So I'm just warning you, you know, if you're needing post-it notes, don't fake it. You can fake your orgasms, but you can't fake your post-it notes. Actually, it's not a good idea. Don't fake your orgasms, because that just causes problems for everybody too. So you fake your orgasm, you know, hearing a story about a person who faked their orgasms for like literally, I don't know, what was it, 5 years into her marriage, and saying, now what do I do? It's not good. Don't start on that path. It could start in a really bad path. And even if it's a brought the guy home, don't plan to see him again, just want him to go away, want this over with, want him to go to sleep, want him to leave, whatever the case is, you're just creating very bad training for the next person who then has to potentially let him down and say this isn't working when he thinks he's like Mr. Stud Muffin, because, well, nobody's complained in the past. So we need to find language for this, because as a woman, it's kind of, you know, we can perceive it as a selfish and also kind gesture, right? Fake your orgasm. You get to be done with this quicker. They get to think everything is great and all is well. And guys don't necessarily have the ability to do that. And it's not necessarily a reflection on the woman, and nor reverse wise, but it's a complex situation, as you well know. But anyway, just saying, not a great idea. We need to find language to say this isn't working and whatever the case is, because faking orgasms is bad. All right. So, and at the same time, again, totally understand if you need the dude to go away, or whatever the case is, Bad advice, probably. You know, you probably, it's a good idea to not get yourself in that position in the first place, but that's not how life goes. So, for many people. So just saying, just be mindful of what you're setting up if you're faking your orgasms to the next person. And then guys, so here's some advice for guys. If you finally have a woman, or not finally, but if you have a person, a partner, a female, I guess in this case, who is trying to give you direction and trying to say what's working or that this isn't working, perhaps take a step back and think about your previous partners. I don't know how this post-it note discussion has turned into orgasms, but it has, apparently. Just be mindful that maybe your previous partners haven't been honest or haven't been open or didn't feel like they could be open or whatever, and try to maybe find the gratefulness in the person who's trying to direct you and open the discussion and whatever. And every woman is different, so not one trick works for everybody. Also, good advice for dudes. Just saying, some mindsets of men are not that way. They know how to please a woman, but they know three tricks, and those three tricks always work. Those three tricks may not always work. I'm just telling you now, there's a public service announcement. I don't have to be in your space. We don't have to be naked together. Just saying, think about these things. And if you're a self-defined stud muffin, perhaps asking some questions might be a good idea. Or maybe you are the master of everybody's domain and you have figured out the magic, whatever. Yay for you. Good for you. Sell books and get some feedback on that. Anyway, all right. So we've flown far from post-it notes and fake orgasms and fake post-it notes. Neither of them are a good idea. That's our discussion for today. They sometimes are both feel like they are necessary, but it's usually wrong that they are feel like they're necessary. It's usually not a great outcome, but I understand in the moment that they might feel good or seem like a good idea. But in the end, nobody's really happy, right? Anyway, well, okay. That's not true, actually. Company's happy that you've purchased their crappy post-it notes, and perhaps dude is happy that he's made you happy and can be satisfied in that quote-unquote knowing. But neither do we all win, I guess, is the actual outcome of all of that, as I'm thinking through this as I'm talking, as I usually do. Anyway, there you go. That's my public service announcement today. Careful with your post-it notes. Careful with your orgasms. Ladies, have a wonderful day. Check out Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Maybe I'll find a picture of my sad post-it note pad and put it up there, and you can then know not to purchase this very sad post-it note. Because even though it was cheap, it still makes me sad that I paid a couple bucks for this. Not entirely useless, but useless for all of the needs I need it for. So I'm trying to make it useful. And that's just, it's just not worth my time. Sadly, it kind of is, because it's just perfectly shaped. Anyway, all right, check out the rest of the podcasts on iTunes or morningswithastranger.com. Have a fantastic day.